They were called legs, or grunts. To carry something was to hump it, as when Lieutenant Jimmy Cross humped his love for Martha up the hills and through the swamps.
And good morning and welcome to a 1001 Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And throughout the month of October, you have a chance to participate in The Big Read, a program of the National Endowment for the Arts in partnership with Arts Midwest, which is being presented locally here by Shreve Memorial Library. And there will be public dialogues and workshops surrounding the book by Tim O'Brien called The Things They Carry. These events are set to begin this Saturday, October 6th, at the Shreve Memorial Library Broadmoor Resource Center. And here to talk about this community-wide project is Deborah Cavanaugh, Adult Education Coordinator for Shreve Memorial Library. Deborah, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
So first off, what is the Big Read Project?
The Big Read Project is a national intent to read. We want to get people to read. Adults have all kinds of options, and we are finding that when we have programs like this, it not only generates dialogue, but it also gets them to read other things because they want to continue the dialogue. So the National Endowment of the Arts felt that by having these types of programs and getting local interest in it, that we would become, again, a nation of readers.
You're kicking off events this Saturday. What's going to be going on with that event?
Okay, this particular event has two aspects of it. The first one is, of course, our kickoff, and we're going to have Liz Swain is going to be our host. We're going to have food. We're going to have some of our scholars who will be presenting throughout, and just kind of get a rally around the effort that we are making. That's from 2 to 3 o'clock. Then at 3 o'clock, we start the first community conversation. Community conversation is going to be a short presentation by the scholar. He or she is going to lead us through the actual particulars of the book. And then we're going to open it wide open to the conversation that you want to input. We are inviting everyone from all walks of life. This is open to all ages. We're encouraging anybody from teenagerhood and up to attend. And just your input about the book or, more importantly, about the themes that are presented. So if you have not read the book, this should not stop you from attending. We will have books to give out, and we will keep giving them out until we have no more to give. So come and join the conversation, meet your neighbors, and listen to what they have to say about the themes that are presented in this book.
And throughout the month, how many other events are actually scheduled, and how can listeners both participate and find out more information about the events?
We're having three community conversations, and they will be every Saturday, the first, second, and third Saturday. They will be at various branches. Then we're going to finalize everything, and it's going to be spill over into November. We're going to have a high school symposium. We have already 8 students from local high schools who are going to come with their ideas about the book and about a larger topic of war. I think this is going to be fascinating, and I love the fact that we have our high school students involved. Mm-hmm. Then throughout the month of October, we're also having a series of workshops. The first one is a digital media workshop, Storytelling as Digital Media, and this is open to young adults through adults. We're also going to have a family storytelling series, The Art of Family Storytelling. We're going to go back to the tried and true methods of oral history, and we're going to present our families with ways that they can actually enhance their own family stories. Then we have kind of a unique little workshop. It is called The Social Object. It's a 3D scrapbook. It's part anthropology and part Martha Stewart. So what we're going to do is take those things that you have around your house, your collections, and we're actually going to show you how to generate a conversation story.
How did you end up coming to pick Tim O'Brien's book for this initial kickoff effort?
Well, the NEA has this list of books from which we choose. Then we were to look at the list of books, and we actually just selected one that we thought would have a really wide appeal. It also promoted storytelling, and we always look for something that promotes telling our stories as human beings.
Will this become an ongoing event in the future? Is this something you want to try to do every year?
I am certainly hoping so. We are very much looking to have this as a regular feature that you can ask for at the library and say, when is your next community conversation?
What else should listeners also know about this project?
There's 3 parishes that are actually participating, including the State Library as well. So if you want to know what events are going on in your parish, contact your parish library.
That's The Big Read, sponsored by Shreve Memorial Library, with support from the National Endowment for the Arts in partnership with Arts Midwest. You can learn more about this event and the surrounding programs by going to shreve-lib.org, or you can call 226-5864. We'll also have links on our website, so you can go to redriverradio.org to find out more information. Deborah, I want to thank you again for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much.
This has been a 1001 Spotlight for Red River Radio. I'm Bill Beckett.
He would not tolerate laxity. He would show strength, distancing himself. Among the men, there would be grumbling, of course, and maybe worse, because their days would seem longer and their loads heavier. But Lieutenant Cross reminded himself that his obligation was not to be loved, but to lead. He would dispense with love. It was not now a factor.